I just want to hear you sing Shawn Michaels' theme.
God, I got to remember words. Okay. You think I'm cute. You know I'm sexy. And then, and then. And I'm your sexy boy. Sexy boy. I'm not your boy toy. Boy toy. All right. Let's go. Sharon Ross out.
Sherry Martel is rolling over in her grave right now.
Wasn't she, bro?
Instead, he goes, no, I'm back. I'm digging graves or digging holes and taking souls. Is what he said.
Digging holes. Digging holes and taking souls.
That's him.
The guy's got it. He's still got it.
Jesus Christ, Matt. That's actually what the crowd chanted at him.
That's amazing. That's amazing. That's amazing. Digging
holes. Stop. Jesus, I don't get broken on my own show. Ah, oh, Jesus. Your interest in a 50-year-old Undertaker wrestling again.
You know, the thing about the 50-year-old Undertaker is the guy pushes the Guida phase.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp live from Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
Are you kidding?
Jimmy,
are you kidding me?
Can you believe it? Miracles
really?
Do exist. I'm here. Yeah. I got here contrary to you not wanting me to be here right next to you.
This is your surprise.
What could be more of a surprise? I took that money that you gave me, that you touted the raise that you gave me, and I put it towards a plane ticket, and I flew myself here. I think I'm going to stay all week. I'm going to go to the Jays-Reds game next week. I'll be here for the birth of your child, Jimmy.
Is this is kind of like the Wayne's World thing?
I guess you can call me the Godfather. I'll be there.
Will you be?
For the birth, yes.
And somehow we're sitting in the exact same spot, and yet we're not sitting on top of each other.
What are you talking about? You're right here next to me.
Okay, so you got to explain to the audio listeners about the silliness that you're doing.
To the audio listeners, anything. They don't deserve it.
You actually got a green screen?
A green screen? This is not a green screen.
It's not a green screen?
Jimmy, here's my passport. I'm there. Look, it's my passport.
Yeah? Can I see the stamp?
I flew my chair, too.
Can I see the Canadian stamp on that passport?
No.
Show it to me? No?
Don't
I can't
be
see
nosy.
That?
Mind your own business.
Okay. Kudos to you for going the extra mile. You actually got a green screen.
Going the extra mile? I went hundreds.
How long are you going to keep this charade going? Like, how long? You want me to go another 10 minutes doing this?
I didn't
fly
all the way to Toronto to play charades, Jimmy. Anna, we're going to see Brock Lesnar versus Samoa Joe in a match that some people will be like, herby derby doo, I can't believe this fat guy would ever beat Brock Lesnar. And other people are going to say, holy shit, can't wait for this match. Which side are you on?
I'm with the smart side, the side that has sense. This is going to be incredible.
Alex, you were a little upset about Balor not being in the demon outfit. I know you went, hibbity hoo. No, Balor.
I didn't do hibbity hoo. I'm honestly asking you. I did not hibbity hoo. I may have hibbity, but I did not add.
You are an Indiana hibbity hoosier. And this could start a fightful feud. Who has the best hair, Matt Riddle or Elias Theodoru?
Who's Elias Theodoru?
Oh man, well, it's you should know who the hell he is. He's our Tuesday Fightful MMA co-host, but he is a UFC fighter. Now, I know you don't follow a lot of UFC. Now he's like, I think he's like 5-1 in the UFC. I think.
And he's still in the UFC.
Yeah, they don't cut everybody who has a winning record, if you believe that.
Shit.
Let me show you what you're going up against here, buddy.
Let me see.
Look at those locks.
Whoa. Holy
He's got shit. A Pert Plus sponsorship.
That's – I think he's got me beat.
Man, sometimes you just got to know when your time has come. And that man's got some locks.
He's got some locks.
Nothing against yours. I think, hey, ain't nothing wrong with silver.
Oh, man, nothing wrong with silver. I was not expecting you to pull up a stallion like that with a hair like that. You know, I thought I had this motherfucker in the back.
Okay, so I'm going to read my email to him first because I want to make sure that nothing is taken out of context. So here's my email to him first, and I kept it pretty short. So first I say, hi, Jim. My name is James Vanderlinden. I own a wrestling / MMA site called Fightful.com, and I do a podcast on Wednesdays under the alias Jimmy Van. That's my intro. Nice and simple, right? I don't think it's arrogant. I don't think it was pompous. It was pretty cordial. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I do.
Then I get to the matter. I said, this rivalry with you and Vince Russo continues to pique the interest of online wrestling fans, and so I was wondering if you would consider doing a live debate with him if it was a paid booking. Not sure what the magic number would be for you. Would it be $5,000? Would it be $10,000? But I'm open to it if you are. I'd bring you guys together, nothing physical, of course, just a verbal debate, and stream it. Let me know your thoughts. If this is of zero interest to you, then I understand. That was it. Right? Yeah. Again, not pompous, not rude, right? It's cordial.
Basically not how you speak to me on a daily basis.
Yeah, it's not how I did not call him fucko. That didn't happen. Well,
something tells me that he may have called you that.
I didn't say, Jim, how's your mother? You know, it was nothing like that. It was nice and cordial. He responded, and here's what he said. He said, and there was no hi, Jimmy, hi, nothing like that. He said, I really was just going to delete this, but I stopped because I had to tell you what a raving fucking lunatic you must be to think that I would work with, cooperate with, or tolerate the existence of in any way that miserable fucking piece of shit for $1 million, much less $5,000 or $10,000. Not only do I have zero interest, but you have to be out of your flippin' mind to think that I will have anything to do with him unless it's standing over him with a bat bashing his fucking brains into grape jelly. Fuck you for even writing this to me. And that was it. That was it. So he actually told me, fuck you for even writing this to me, and called me a raving fucking lunatic. Now, So I have to say here, okay, I have never met Jim Cornette. I've never met Jim Cornette. We have never corresponded before. He doesn't know me, and I don't know him.
Fucking jelly. Fucking jelly.
So that email that I sent him that I thought was cordial and polite, that was his response, okay? That was his response. So I guess the bad news is, and as you can see, I'm able to smile through it, and I'm not offended. I think it's funny. The bad news is he's not going to do the debate, Sean.
I'm Sister Lucretia! Oh, get ready for... Oh, I'm so spooky! Look at me! Kiss me, fat boy!
Hi, it was me all along, Austin. Sorry.
We were so close to that 5,000 subscriber mark.
Oh, I was going to get hairpins. I'm sorry.
I was waiting to hear that, and I have a special guest host that I'm going to introduce in a second. But first, I have to say, I don't know if I should call you a sleuth or a troll, because somehow doing the Sean Rossap thing that you do, you found out who the guest host was in advance.
I'm a journalist, investigative.
Yeah, that's what you are. My dev team learned a lesson on that, I think, that you cannot leave anything open because Sean Rossap, that little bastard, is going to find it. But
I do my job. I like to keep in touch with what the tech team is doing. That way I'm not caught off guard by shit like this, Jimmy.
Well, we learned our lesson, so it won't happen again. But
I shouldn't have said anything.
So let me, it is now my pleasure to introduce our new guest co-host on the FIFO Wrestling Podcast. I have to say these three words. Let's hit the music.
I hope it doesn't work. Oh, no. We're going to get our podcast pulled. No!
Everybody's got a price. Beautiful.
made a little bit more sense. Braun's like, you're confusing me and I don't like it.
I hate to be confused.
I had requests from people who watch The List and Your Boy to start doing ad reads and plugs in Braun Strowman's voice, because if he is the guy, Anna, he's going to have to do that from time to time.
Yeah.
But if you get him some good O-type blood to shed somewhere, all right then. He's good to go. Stone Osborne pointed out, Braun has a structured settlement, but he needs cash now. It's coming, my friends. You're going to see him.
It's going to be so good.
Hey, good people get into fights all the time.
Yeah, no doubt.
Now, here's what I really want to know. And you were there. There were rumors that Jericho said, stop it, you're being a goof. And Goldberg replied with, your mother's a goof.
Yes.
And Booker Booker T says, did you just say his mother was a goof? That's the worst insult I've heard in my life.
Yeah, it was something very, very much along those lines. So yeah. Yeah, we all kind of cracked about that.
So does that lighten the mood or did that make things worse?
It lightened the mood for us. Yeah. for those in attendance. The millions not watching at home.
Hey, you know, maybe scripting promos isn't that bad.
Scripting promos helps a lot of people.
Yeah,
you know, there's some people that don't need it, but some people that do.
Say, my beef with Christmas carolers. What kind of demanding assholes just show up on your stoop demanding figgy pudding? And who has that shit ready? Who?
That's a thing?
Yeah. Bring us some figgy pudding.
Yeah, and bring it out here.
It's freezing out here. Yeah, bring it out here. Your house. For figgy pudding.
You sure they're not just homeless people pretending to be carolers?
See, like, that's the thing. I'm just sitting there wondering, like, hey, listen, I'm a pretty generous guy. Elijah Burke's Love Alive charity is my favorite in the world. Feeds the homeless in Jacksonville. You spent your time getting a job, you can make your own damn figgy pudding. If you can sit out here on my stoop and sing, besides find some looking for warmth and food, you can make your own figgy pudding. I don't even have a recipe. Carolers can go to hell. Harry Potter. I am not a Harry Potter guy.
So why are we still talking about Harry Potter then?
Yeah. I've watched two of the movies. I went with my wife to watch one of them in theaters and I fell asleep. Only time I've ever fallen asleep in a movie before. The first time, I was probably 17. Me and my friend watched the first 15 minutes in French, thinking it was some weird nerd wizard language. Not realizing it was in French until like...
You watched how much to figure out it was French?
15 minutes, like probably.
15
yeah.
minutes to figure out it was French.
Minutes. Oh, hell yeah, my man.
15 minutes.
15 minutes.
Did you not hear one within the first 5 minutes, like merci beaucoup or anything to kind of give you an idea?
Okay, first off.
Comme ça va? You didn't hear nothing?
17, 16, 17.
You're a capable adult at 15, 16?
I don't live in Canada.
French is an internationally recognized language.
The alternate language on all of our stuff here is Spanish. Like, that's it. I've never met a French person before.
I think we need to move on.
Where? Hey, hi. How's it going?
Anna, hi.
Hello, hi. Sorry, just getting my cigarette out.
She's gone method.
It's okay. It's okay.
Trying to position the syringe correctly.
Because I have a proposition for you.
Mm-hmm. God.
The several-thousand-dollar man is here.
AJ, I'm up here, AJ.
Now, the best part was AJ, who was looking right at the screen.
Okay, like,
I'm trapped in this box. Come help me. Help me, AJ. I'm trapped in this box.
Damn, they tarped off the nosebleeds. How are you up there?
This promo was like a fan who turned up to the Performance Center open day having a go.
Over Xavier's left arm. Gable with a sweet somersault kick during this time. Uh-oh.
Oh, what's this?
Jeff!
Oh, Anna, yeah.
I'm up here. I'm up here, Anna.
It's Ginger
up
here, Ross Sapp, everybody.
This is actually worse than if Ginger came in. Between guys that have... Oh, here we go.
Are you back?
Yeah, I couldn't help it, guys. I just couldn't help myself. I'm here in beautiful Lexington. Look at this tree behind me. It's magnificent. It's beautiful.
I'm hoping you're calling in for more than a tree.
Well, no, there's also a beautiful fountain you all can see in the back as well. Are you all able to see this?
I am.
That'll happen. Companies do that. I don't like it.
I think there's more to this than you're telling me, Matt.
What do you mean? With this TNA stuff? I haven't heard.
Look at me in the face, Matt. I got the light on you.
I see you. I'm looking right into
you. Have you spoken to TNA Wrestling?
I have not. The last time I spoke to TNA Wrestling was the Smashing Pumpkins dude, Billy Corbin, right?
Corgan.
Corgan.
Have you shared a meal with Jeff Jarrett?
No. I'm literally about to fly to Germany in literally a couple hours.
Have you been gifted one of these laser engraved guitars?
No, you're the only guy with the laser guitar on the show.
I am not the only one. Those things are sounding like crazy.
I hate that name. I don't hate. Oh, excuse me. Wait, whoa. He's here already? Okay, bring him on in. Bring him on in.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I didn't realize he was going to be here already. Bring him on in. That got solid laughter. Out of shot. Thanks,
oh,
man.
He's wearing
You're
his
awesome.
Shirt.
You're awesome.
Oh, fuck.
That got solid laughter.
For several reasons. A lot of venues have those big scoreboards. You can't hang it. It weighs too much. The old one did. I loved it. And I saw a lot of people crying and bitching and boo. And they've been padding outside the chamber. Oh, no. Well, I don't think they should put padding outside the chamber. It doesn't seem realistic. Why would they put padding outside of the chamber? Oh.
Over yourselves, guys. These are humans. They're working. You know they're working. Get over it. And well, you know what it did? Hold on, Alex.
Okay.
This match was fucking revolutionized tonight with the changes. And yes, those are real glasses. Those are shoot glasses for your ass.
Jimmy! Did you show up late?
Jimmy! What are you doing? I am here at a Toronto medical facility.
How long did we have dead air while you were off doing that?
Zero. I'm here at a Toronto medical facility, Jimmy. Your wife is giving birth and you're not here.
Why are you all wet?
I ran. I put my suit jacket on. Ventura's here. Zorro's here. Nigel's
really?
Here. Melissa. Lindsay.
Really?
We're all here.
You know what? I need to talk to Lindsay for a minute. Would you mind putting her on camera for me?
No. She didn't sign a release. Sorry. Oh my God. Jimmy, okay. why how am I here and you're not here?
I'm just now seeing the image because our thing is on tape delay. So I'm just now seeing the image. You're really going the extra mile today, man.
I ran at least three of them.
Where'd the suit jacket come from all of a sudden?
I had it. You think I'm going to the Sky Dome dressed as a scoundrel? You think I'm going to be in town for the birth of your child? Dressed like a hobo. I may look like one because I had to run. Physically.
But your t-shirt's the same. All you did is throw a jacket over top of it.
You have got to get with the style today, Jimmy. Biz Cash, my friend. You think I'm going to show up there in a vest?
Good for you, man. Good for you. You're creative.
Good for you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
hey, I'm cool with that.
Of course, I also think you're probably going to get the New Day and Hulk Hogan at some point.
Yeah, do you think he big boots one of them? Or no, did you see that commercial?
I think that's how he gets welcomed back into the fold.
Oh, no. Oh, no, they would do that, wouldn't they?
I predicted this, I think, over a year ago, so.
God. Oh. This is their SNL, Can We Laugh Again?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Damn.
I don't mean to bring you down like this, Sean.
No, I mean, it hadn't even crossed my mind, to be honest with you. That's absolutely, yeah. Ooh.
Take a breath. Breathe deep.
If they do that. No. Oh, no. You gotta be fucking kidding me. No.
That's what happens. Oh, I have it all now, bro. I have it all.
I was supposed to take my son this morning for his circumcision.
How?
Yeah. It's something my wife and I want to do. We're not Jewish, but it's something we want to do. And he's about 2 weeks old. So we're going to take him this morning. You'll never believe what happened, Sean. Our doctor referred us to another doctor that does this kind of thing, right? There is a website we use. I don't know if you guys use it, called ratemds.com, where you can get reviews on doctors. Last night,
I go there for all my penis cutting needs.
I'm sure you do on a weekly. I'm sure.
Yeah.
As my wife was sitting on the couch next to me, planning out the day today, and we're going to leave the house at this time and whatnot, I looked this guy up on ratemds.com, and somebody posted a review. And they were doing it in an attempt to defend the doctor. And what they said was, and I'm not going to mention names, but what they said was, even though he's been accused of causing a 22-day-old to bleed to death, I'm sure that there are other factors that haven't been reported. This is what the review said. So I Googled it, and in 2015, this doctor performed a circumcision on a 22-day-old boy, and the boy ended up bleeding to death. And the doctor was up before a board of review and whatnot. The reason that I'm not going to completely put all the blame on him is because they think maybe the parents waited too long. They think that the doctor at the hospital was not urgent enough in caring for the boy. But the fact remained, a circumcision by this doctor caused a baby to bleed to death. So what do you think happened when we saw that article, Sean? We canceled the circumcision.
Do you think?
Yes. We canceled it. So,
sorry,
can you believe
Jimmy
that?
Junior, you're dealing with a hog hood for the rest of your life, apparently.
No. We're still going to get it done.
Whew.
We're still going to get it done, but we're going to get it done by somebody a little bit more reputable.
Yeah, you think?
Than this person.
Oh, man.
And now, look, I realize that the whole online thing, review thing, it's not the be-all, end-all, because you and I know this. Sometimes reviews are manipulated because they're paid to write good ones. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people are hateful and they write shit because they just feel like it. But you want some kind of gauge, right?
Well, hey, it's a good damn thing that you followed up on.
Absolutely.
Such.
Oh, I always do. I always do. Yeah. So, yeah, we canceled immediately. Can you believe that? That this kid bled to death after getting circumcised by that doctor? So, thought I'd tell that story. Isn't that something?
Gets deep on the list than your boy.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez. And well, you know what they say, the first cut is the deepest.
I know how to brace myself. I know how to land flat. I wrestle barefoot, bro.
True. Oh! Surprise, surprise, Matt Riddle. You want to pop up and shock me? By wearing a shirt with my face on it? Look who's here. It's Stokely Hathaway.
What's up, Riddle? How's it going, bro?
Bro, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Hey, oh,
that's
no.
A nice belt, man. That's a nice belt. Hey, I just want to say I hope you're 100% for next weekend because you should be because, you know, you're going to be wrestling the best.
I can't believe it. Stokely Hathaway invading the broadcast. This is blowing my mind.
You all right? You good? Good?
I'm good. Matt, I'm trying to comprehend.
Matt got hot at me.
With this, Sean?
Matt got hot at me because a couple weeks ago I said Trent Seven was going to beat him, so I had to have somebody else on the show that would tell him he's going to lose. Maybe he can be hot at Stokely Hathaway. Mm-hmm. How's this going to work, Stokely?
Hey, listen, I'm the middleman. I'm just passing the message. That's all. So, you know, it's no need to get mad at me. I'm just saying.
I am speechless. I've been blindsided.
On your own show, man.
I come to my place of employment, and this of Stokely Hathaway threatens my title.
You know what?
How many belts do you have?
I have a lot. I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good at this catch wrestling, sport wrestling.
Matt has been shook. Matt doesn't know what to do.
I've never been shook.
That's the perfect word. Shook. Well, I would say shook as fuck.
I am shook as fuck.
Shook as fuck. Matt?
Bro.
I guess you're not the only one who can surprise people on this podcast, huh?
Bro, you're just... You know what? I'll give you this. If I was a teacher, I'm giving you a +++. You're really going... You're doing your extra work.
And I'm going to do it on the count of three. And then I'm going to snap my fingers. 1, 2, 3. And so where I am in Ewing, Kentucky.
You son of a bitch.
And I am outside your house, Sean, in Ewing, Kentucky right now. And you know what? I'm not going to come alone because, again, if I want to bring other people with me, all I have to do is snap my fingers and they can come too. And so let's try this technology again and see if it works. Christ. I'm going to go ahead and do like three snaps. Fuck.
Oh,
and what do you
Jesus
have to say to
Christ.
Mr. Sapp?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Sean. Happy birthday to you.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
I saw a post on Reddit where they pointed out a couple of lyrics in Billy Kidman's old theme song. Definitely about date rape.
Oh, that's not good.
Definitely about date rape.
Oh, that's not good.
Let me just read some of these lyrics.
Oh, no.
Let me read some of these Billy Kidman. First off, the song is called You Can Run.
No.
And
no.
Yes. But I don't have it all. I'm a lunatic. Because see society, they label me as a threat. But I'm just getting started and I'm not finished yet. Look me in my eyes. I can see your thoughts. All your ups and downs, all your little faults. Keep acting tough. It's gonna get creepy. All of a sudden, you're starting to feel sleepy.
No!
But in the streets, when you doze off, you wake up with your clothes off.
Ah!
Ashamed, feeling so lost. Whoa. You see my crew. You know my style. Victory is mine. You're going down. Who's going down, Billy? Who?
No.
This is a stupid song, it just goes on and on. You might find some meaning, but you would be wrong.
And Dr. Jen Gunter became somewhat famous for debunking a lot of the claims on Goop and calling bullshit on them, right? So this Dr. Jen Gunter...
Can't have that Goop misinformation out there.
Exactly, it's a big mistake, right? This Dr. Jen Gunter wrote a blog about the Yoni Cucumber Cleanse. And she basically said, okay, number one, the vagina is not dirty. And you don't need to cleanse it with a cucumber. That's number one. She said, number two, there is fungus on the cucumber that could create infection. And number three, there have been cases of perforated bladders due to performing this thing with the peeled cucumber. Mm. So she basically said, don't do it. Don't be stupid. Don't do it.
So let me I'll try to approach this as I can. Yep. You know, sometimes – I'll slice up a cucumber, Drop them in some water.
Are they going to say, just stick it up your ass?
Yeah, sometimes. Hey, man, it gets smelly up there, right? That's just working on the pH balance.
Exactly.
Drop it in my water, drink it. It accents the water in a wonderful way.
Have you seen the other guys?
That's where I got the idea.
That's
where I got the idea. Right. And Will Ferrell, it seems like he oversold it. He didn't sell it enough.
That was great. Yeah.
I am only an amateur gynecologist. I am far from professional. But you know what fixes the pH balance? Eating the fucking cucumber. Eating good foods. Eating healthy foods. That's lazy. That's like, you know, the ab things that you buy that go around your back and it like – it's got a fucking battery in it that does this.
I gotta say, anybody that's only listening to this and not watching the video, you're missing out this week. All right. But the Morocco World News reported, I can't believe I'm gonna read this, but this really happened. 15 teenagers, all right, had to be treated for rabies after sexually assaulting a donkey.
No.
Yes. They had to spend a week in hospital getting treatment with vaccinations. And here's the kicker, Sean. Here's the kicker. Local authorities made the owner of the donkey kill it to avoid further risk of spreading the disease.
Where do we even start? You filthy sons of bitches.
Yeah. So that means that local authorities...
They gang-banged a donkey.
And local authorities were concerned if somebody else tries to fuck the donkey, then they might get rabies too.
So the donkey is the problem. The donkey is the issue.
And the donkey was the victim. They killed the donkey. Yeah. Nigel's laughing. The teenagers didn't kill the donkey. Local authorities made the owner kill the donkey.
I think there is some major political euphemism lost in this somewhere.
That
this donkey got gang raped.
Donkey
got gang raped.
Yeah.
And then they killed the donkey. Hold on, Jimmy.
Nigel's about to lose his shit.
They couldn't help themselves.
Like, what happens if you walk out into your office after this and you just hear some murmurs? Someone, hey, we getting that donkey this week? Yeah, how about that donkey? What's up?
Did you order the donkey? I can think of certain faces and certain names right now, and I could probably tell you who that would be. But
first off, I want to know how you coordinate a donkey gangbang.
Well, that's why there was 15 of them, because somebody's got to hold the donkey down, right?
15, I know, but that's the thing. How do you coordinate it? How do you find 15 other disgusting errand boys that think that gangbanging a donkey is the good thing to do? Were they all males?
They didn't report that. I assume they probably were, but the only thing I can think of is maybe they don't have Tinder in Morocco.
Oh, man.
Nigel, have I told you this week I love having you in the room? I love having you in the room,
not
man.
Enough.
He's sitting at his desk, like, busting a gut, sitting over in front of his computer there. It's awesome. But, yeah, man, that's what happened.
That one needs some special attention.
Yep. And when I saw it, because I've learned with you, Sean, that to get the best reaction out of you, it's got to be something to do with penises or like some kind of sexual, you know, activity. And then that will get the biggest reaction. So, yeah.
'Twas 5 days before Christmas and all through the net. Jimmy Van and SRS were the best you could get. They talked the XFL, a terrible decision. And maybe we'll talk about penis incisions. Daniel Cormier spoke out. He didn't like the Young Bucks. All this was on Fightful, and it sure didn't suck. No need to concern. It's not a political show, unlike Billy Gunn, who somehow both sucks and he blows. A women's Royal Rumble. That's kind of cool. Until Mother Goose Stephanie starts acting a fool. 205 Live is out on the road. Visit Fightful so SRS can get a speedboat. Hopefully on Christmas, you get many toys. But now it's time for the list in your boy. 'Twas the night of Christmas, and Raw was still on, as was Fightful.com. Alex, Anna, and Sean. Grinchant Kennedy McMahon made his superstars work. It would make too much sense to not be a jerk. All around the world, he forced his wrestlers to travel. Their families' plans, they all started to unravel. They get 2 days at home, but work Christmas they shall. When they asked the Grinchant why, he said, "God damn it, pal." Sure, they work all year, and it doesn't seem right. But Grinchant McMahon's heart shrank 3 sizes this night. I give us 5 minutes until we're demonetized, but I'll go ahead and say it. What's up, you guys? How about, you know, I told you.
Whoa. Jeez.
What the hell is that?
I just got attacked by the Ultimate Warrior.
Oh my god.
I just got attacked. I got hit from behind by the Ultimate Warrior. Hit from behind. Now, was that the Ultimate Warrior hitting me, or was that James Ellsworth hitting the Ultimate Warrior and knocking the Ultimate Warrior into me?
This is remarkably in character for James Helwig. I know that I said I didn't want to work for WWE when Corey Graves posted that tweet and kind of indicated that anybody who fancies themselves as a wrestling journalist wanted to work for WWE, but the truth is I do. I really do. But it's not as a writer. I want to work for WWE in all aspects of production. Like, Kevin Dunn, I'm coming for your job. I've been practicing. Now, I know that I just have a little home office here in Ewing, Kentucky, but I've been having my wife help me practice, and I think I have the WWE style down.
Zoom! 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 Fucking camera cut! Camera cut! Camera cut! Do it! You gotta fuck do it!
There's some trial and error mainly on her part, but thanks to the WWE's style guide, essentially, I think I've nailed it.
This is how you do it!
Why would anybody do that?
It's just the way things are!
I've been working my WWE style commentary too, and I think I'm pretty good.
Oh! Oh my! The Shield is rolling!
See, when I get to WWE, things won't be different. But, I mean, at least I'll finally work there, right?
The night that wrestling was revived won! Baron Corbin, the Constable, comes out newly bald. They wasted a hair match.
Yeah.
But, goddamn, the man looked good.
He looked great. Like, like no tie, dress shirt, vest, sleeves rolled. He looked the perfect amount of corporate while still having an edge to him. Like, if this is their new version of Corporate Kane, like the guy who can wrestle on behalf of Stephanie, like that kind of a thing, that's fine. That's a useful archetype. I think Baron could exceed in that. He could do very well in that. Also, I gotta say it, he looks a hell of a lot better this way. And I'm not just saying that because I do my deal in the same fashion. He honestly looked a lot more confident in his little backstage thing where they actually there's a video of them shaving his head backstage before the show. But at the end, he's looking at himself in the mirror and says, "This is one less thing for the trolls on Twitter to come to me about." And I think it's so beautiful that he knows that that's a thing that everyone was at him like. So now, if he's going to be wearing the nice dress shirt and the vest for like months and not wrestling, he could like get in the gym and like, you know, do a bunch of crunches and then they'd have nothing to talk to him about.
I don't know if that'll help, man. He was a big boy.
I know.
And that ain't going anywhere.
Yeah.
So, you know, WWE keeps raising the bar. It's 2 days after what some called the greatest wrestling match of all time in Okada versus Omega. And Baron Corbin shaves his head. They topped it. They got him. They got him.
Yeah.
He looks way, way better. Kudos to the WWE and Baron Corbin. They found a way to quickly reinvent a guy who was toiling away.
Yeah.
That one night in Milwaukee. Alex, what city are you in?
I am in Milwaukee.
give me the scoop. Usually it's me breaking the news. Usually it's me reaching out. I'm usually the reporter on the scene. I want your wild speculation, which is actually true fact. What happened in Milwaukee?
The last time that SmackDown emanated from Milwaukee was October 24th, 2017. Apparently, Rusev Day, none of the members were on TV that night, which means anything could have happened backstage.
Let's cut it, Alex. Did Aiden English beat them cheeks or not?
I mean, I'm going to say yes. Or here's the thing. I love the idea that Lana, you know, was unfaithful to Rusev, but not with Aiden, but that Aiden was a witness to it.
Cheek beaten in Milwaukee, but not Aiden English. I don't know.
Who knows? Listen, Milwaukee is for lovers. There are lots of romantic night spots. I mean, in October, it's beautiful here. So there's a nip in the air, but it's not necessarily really cold.
Well, apparently there were lots of them in the air in Milwaukee.
At least
back then.
Yeah.
Aiden English, Lana, maybe not Rusev, and Milwaukee.
I think you know
the truth.
Well, I mean, I have my sources, but I need to find out what, you know, I want to know exactly what Aiden is selling when he reveals all next week, and then we can see if that matches up with all the things that I can find out.
This Milwaukee stuff isn't over. Is it maybe a member of the Brewers?
We don't know.
Is it Ryan Braun?
It would be interesting.
Did he follow the Braun namesake and tear some stuff up?
He's possible, yeah. May have gotten a little injection of his own there.
I think it's possible. Was it Christian Yelich? Something else?
Yeah,
yelling?
Yelicking? He wasn't on the team then, but yes, it's possible. I think anything is possible. Anything.
Was it Mike Moustakas giving Lana the old Milwaukee Moustakas?
Also, not on the team then. We've had a lot of turnover in the last year, but still.
Are these really new players?
Yeah, these are all guys that got traded to us in the past year.
Well, okay.
Really, there was a lot of turnover.
Was it Keon Broxton, whose name is eerily similar to Kayla Braxton? Maybe they're related? I doubt it.
Keon Broxton has been on our team for the past 2 years. I can confirm.
Manny Pena, you know?
It's close.
Hey, girl, come get some of this pina. I'm used to the squatting position. I'm a catcher.
It's possible.
We got to figure this out, Alex.
Yes, it's true. Well, listen.
What kind of show would we be?
You could also go to the website, since I know you're not looking this up, and it's all from memory. You could also not go to the website for the Milwaukee Wave, which is an indoor soccer team.
Oh, come on. She didn't get with a soccer player. Lana would not.
She
has a dollar store sponsorship. How dare you?
I will say, though, she likes European guys.
Was it Gary Payton? Did she say, GP, are you with me? And he says, oh, yeah.
Well, she may have wanted to get the glove.
Gary Payton III. No, sir. Not that one. Not the glove. Gary Payton II. Sorry. Was it DJ Wilson? Did she look at him and say, hey, DJ? And he goes, I'm your DJ.
Also possible.
All possible.
I'm not willing to rule anything out at this point.
You know
did
what?
Did she get freaky with the Greek freak? We don't know, but we can't confirm or deny.
Well, you know what? I don't think it's Thon Maker because he would say, Maker? I barely know her. All of these are very likely.
But he did have her singing that Thon to Thon, Thon, Thon.
We're going to move on.
I think that of the two, Vince wants to protect Mandy more.
Yes. He wants to protect Mandy more.
Ah.
Was it her in Milwaukee? Was Lana missing her like candy? Oh, my God. We figured it out. Right in the pina. Anyway. After the match, we see Aiden English He says that he has proof of what happened in Milwaukee.
Yes.
Alex, what happened in Milwaukee?
Listen, we can't confirm or deny anything. Anything is possible at this point. Mm-hmm. I just want, I'm going to have to figure out what Aiden English is selling before I realize, before I determine whether or not I am buying.
So he says he's going to reveal this next week. You all have any like Milwaukee tunes, like, you know, Petey Pablo for North Carolina. Do you all have any?
Roll out the barrel?
What?
I know. No, listen, Milwaukee is the home of polka. So there's not a lot of, like, you know,
polka, polka. We like the polka, like from Home Alone?
Yes, exactly. Yes. Yeah.
What were their names?
They were the Kenosha Kickers. Kenosha.
There you go. The Kenosha Kickers.
Yeah, that's a town south of us. But they were headed to Milwaukee. That's why they were able to give Kevin McAllister's mom.
That's true.
Home.
Oh my God. It was John Candy.
It's possible.
Mandy Moore. Lana was missing someone like Candy. John Candy. I just wrote your article for you. That's kind of creepy. He's been dead for 25 years.
It's possible that, listen, there are a lot of haunted hotels in Milwaukee. It's possible that Aiden English has video evidence of Lana having sex with the ghost of John Candy. I'm just saying it's possible. We don't know yet.
Vince McMahon wants to protect Mandy more than Sonya Deville.
Yes.
Mandy Moore. Mandy Moore's hit single was I'm Missing You Like Candy. John Candy, a member of the Kenosha Kickers, was on his way to Milwaukee in Home Alone 1.
Yes.
Rest in peace. This is all a sign. The dots have been connected. You're welcome. Go ahead and have other sites say, we don't do this and that. Well, you know what Fightful.com does? We connect the dots because we've got it locked down.
Locked down.
Locked down. Whew. Need hose down after that. Well, the highlight of this great episode of SmackDown was us figuring everything out.
Yes, and exactly. As we said, Lana most likely had sex with the ghost of John Candy in Milwaukee. Like 80% chance.
Yes. Oh my God, Alex.
Yes.
Macaulay Culkin has made several wrestling-related appearances.
It's true.
Oh my God. This is so much deeper than we thought.
It is. It runs so deep.
Including, as I see, a picture of him thumb wrestling with Braun Strowman.
My God.
Who was Braun's namesake?
Ryan Braun.
Where does he play baseball, Alex?
Milwaukee!
God, we did it again! Why do you all even watch other shows?
You shouldn't.
Why do you all even bother? I have Alex on here for the stage experience, the acting experience. He's really good at plugging some of these holes or really exposing some of them. My God, I'm out there just talking to people every day for you guys, trying to find out, digging. I got wrestlers that go off on me that I have it out with. Why do you want to know this? Well, because I want the beautiful viewers of Fightful.com to know. That's why.
I'm hoping that this feud just becomes about who can hit Jeff Hardy harder in the penis. Week after week after week. I'm so here for that. We'll
God, wasn't there a South Park episode where that happened?
Rochambeau. Yeah.
Rochambeau. Yeah. I mean, I thought there was maybe a different one where it kept happening, but
I find Randy's going to get cheered here. And that's the problem is you're going to have two heels in the same feud with Jeff Hardy. So Jeff Hardy eventually probably has to win.
I'd take Jeff Hardy off the road if I'm them, especially with him saying, yeah, I'm so hurt I can't do the Swanton. And
yeah.
Have you seen that sad splash? He did a falling splash on television. He had the balls, not anymore, had the balls to do a falling, leaning splash.
Yeah. So is this heel Orton, or do you think this is still Stone Cold Randy Orton?
No, I don't know.
Oh, the rules.
Well, he comes out. Randy Orton comes out. A PW Insider had reported that he was backstage. He was no longer backstage after that Kinshasa and Nakamura winning. But some in WWE that I talked to thought he was going to be out all summer and were a little bit surprised that he was – or not a little bit surprised. They were very surprised because he could have stayed out all summer if he wanted to. Just wheeling and dealing on the streets in their Chevy Cruze.
Sean, let me tell you something, man. This last one for the Sean Ross Sapp file this week.
I'm ready.
This was reported everywhere because it went viral on May 16. And as a matter of fact, I mentioned it at the end of our show last week because it came out around that time.
No less than a dozen people have contacted me about it.
So not only did I have people on Twitter hit me up, I got some emails. My brother-in-law sent me a text message. Hey, did you hear about this one? I think I had all in around 20 messages from different people wanting to include this in Stupid People this week. It is by far the most requested Stupid People news story ever I've ever had. And it has to do with my beloved Tim Hortons right here, which is probably why they sent it to us. So
I'm getting that coupon book just for referencing this.
A woman in Langley, British Columbia, and Nigel's going to have a video clip in a second. If there's no audio, maybe you can put it up while I'm talking, Nigel. A woman in Langley, British Columbia, could be facing charges after she got into a confrontation with staff at a Tim Hortons coffee shop for non-Canadians, then pulled her pants down, took a shit on the floor, picked it up with a napkin, threw it at the staff, took another napkin, wiped her butt with it, threw that at the staff too, and then ran out. Apparently, she was pissed off because the staff denied her access to the guest bathroom, and apparently they denied her that based on past behavior, and so that's how she decided to handle it. There was surveillance footage of it, and it went viral everywhere across Live Leak and YouTube.
She handled it all right.
Oh, she handled it. And it was she really had to go, Sean.
Yeah, we're doing the uncensored version, I see.
Oh, absolutely. I was looking for the uncensored version. Yeah.
Yeah, we're not okay. Yeah. This
week. Hey, it was on YouTube, Melissa. So whatever. So that's how she handled
Definitely thought my ass would be the first one to eventually get shown on this program, but hey. Glad that wasn't the case.
You want to be the next one, Sean?
Sir, that is sexual harassment, and I don't have to take that.
You just said.
It doesn't matter. That was a proposition.
Sean, take it up with HR, bud.
Well, listen, you give me an extra day off the week, you start paying for my hotel and my rental car, and we'll see what happens. But, okay, so obviously I had heard about this before I watched the video.
Yeah.
I got probably 8 of those 10 to 12 submissions before I even watched it. I knew what was coming.
Yep.
I saw what – I mean, I was aware of the situation.
Yep.
I knew how it was going to unfold. I wasn't prepared for the video despite that. Yep. I truly wasn't ready from it or ready for it. I'm baffled. I'm a little stammered right now.
Really?
She went above and beyond, man. Like,
I don't know what that says about me, Nigel and Melissa, but I didn't flinch at all. Didn't bother me one bit.
Because my eyes were glued to the screen, for better or for worse.
I mean, you've seen worse things in your own bathroom.
I think it's because of my kids. Yeah, I've definitely seen worse. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but I mean, like, she picked it up, and she said she evaluated the situation. She said. She shook off the catcher even. She's like, no, not the curveball. I'm bringing the heater.
Yep.
Then she was like, all right, let me wipe.
I'm a lady.
Then she's like, all right, now you get the curve. Because this one's going to have some break to it. And the napkins went there. Meanwhile, the people are just standing there like the other people just watching. Like, is this going on? Because they can't see her in the act of shitting.
Yeah, she's behind a little wall thing. Yeah. You know what I kind of wonder, too, because you know how people are pretty fucked this day and age. I wonder if the Tim's employee, if he decided to put that shit-filled napkin on eBay, if he'd have a buyer for that.
Well, I think they have a rule against, like, bodily fluids and stuff like that.
Oh, do they really?
eBay, probably.
Okay, so then he puts it inside, like, a locket, and he sells the shit locket on eBay. He calls it the Tim Horton shit locket. Because people will buy anything, man. People are fucked up. You remember the Sasha Banks hair that was in the T-shirt?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And what did it go for? Was it like $1,000 or something? Or $100?
A viewer says,
you guys love your dick shits and now comes. And then Pat Fannin said, you need commas. Yes. Commas go a long way in this situation.
All right. Well, we're going to try to get back to wrestling after that.
Why?
I don't know. I mean, that Tim's one is hard to beat.
Give
and we've known about it for a week.
Give her $1 billion over 5 years. I'll watch that out of morbid curiosity every week.
For how long, Sean? Would you watch it on a loop?
5 years, yeah.
For 5 years, you'd watch that every Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m.
Have you watched Raw lately? I practically do.
Fair. That's fair. This last one is for the SRS file. And this was reported by... This was reported by CBS4 Denver on June 20th. We have a video that we're going to play, but there's audio to the video. So let me set it up first, Nigel, and then I'll throw it over to you.
Sounds good.
So there's a girl that calls herself Lin Lu on Facebook. And she posted a video that has gone viral, and it's showing her secret to better skin and better health. All right? I think that's a good place for me to throw it to the clip. Put the clip up, Nigel.
Sure.
Holy fuck! Why did you put that on the air? Why would you do that? Is that on YouTube?
It was on Facebook. Facebook video.
Facebook that lets you do anything. Oh, we're getting kicked off. Why do we could have just... We could have just explained it, Jimmy.
Oh, no, it wasn't the same reaction. Look at the reaction I got out of you.
No!
Look at the reaction I just got. I was saying to Nigel while that was playing, because for you guys listening to this, when the video plays, I can't see the video. I can only see Sean and Sean's reaction. I said to Nigel, please tell me we're recording Sean. Please tell me we're recording Sean.
Goddamn thing we started streaming on Periscope. We're getting kicked the fuck off of YouTube right
now.
No,
we won't. No, we won't. So to our audio-only listeners that didn't get to see that, that was this girl that goes by the name of Lin Lu. She was out with her dog. She was out with her dog, had her dog pee into a cup, and then she downed.
They don't need to know.
No, the audio people got to know. She had her dog pee into a cup. She drank the entire cup of dog pee, and she said that she said she was depressed and had bad acne, and dog urine contains, this is according to her, dog urine contains vitamin A and E, and here's the most intelligent thing she says. It's also proven to help cure cancer, she says.
Is it necessary for me to drink my dog's urine? No, but I do it anyway because it's sterile and I like the taste. Truer words were never spoken, I guess. Man, I don't like to make fun of how people look because they can't help it. But when she turned around and she looked in the camera, I was like, yeah, you look like you drink dog pee. Maybe it's because I just fucking watched her do it. But
yep.
Man.
Yep. Now, she's obviously a young girl and probably very impressionable. And, you know, I saw on her Facebook she posts videos talking to her haters and all that crap. But that doesn't take away from the fact that on camera she drank a cup of her dog's probably still very warm or even hot dog urine.
And where's she from?
Somewhere in the U.S. I don't know. It was reported by CBS4 Denver. But that doesn't mean she's from Denver.
If she's from Denver and that's what she's doing to feel good?
I don't know.
I can tell you, contrary to what you may believe, Jimmy, when I pitched the idea to go to Denver for my vacation this week, I didn't have drinking dog pee on my mind.
I understand.
Maybe a little something else. Hot dog.
By the way, Sean, they announced that it's going legal here October. And no, I'm not talking about drinking dog piss is going legal in October. It's not what I mean.
Got to be nice to you for at least another year. Jesus.
Oh, in order to come back next year? Is that what you're thinking? There you go. So that's got to be one of the better stupid people things we've ever done because your reaction was gold. It was gold. He's still
like, reeling from it.
Reeling. Yeah. That's a good word.
I'm going to be honest. That fucked me up, Jimmy. I have been sufficiently humbled.
This is going in the clip channel, Sean.
How do this. You get Sean to not talk about a raise? You figured it out. That's a subject changer right there. I can see it now. You've mentioned that I will be visiting your home on my
Toronto vacation. You're going to have that shit queued up in your theater.
I might.
Just bam.
You know something,
Never
Sean?
Never forget the control I have over you, Sean Ross Sapp.
The way my TVs are synced, Sean, I can play the same clip on every TV at the same time. I'll play that on every TV when you walk in, Sean.
You're going to be like Shredder in the goddamn Technodrome. Oh, my God. I cannot believe it. Somebody asked, what did I just drink? It's Diet Snap, FYI.
And he's got like 16 cats.
You know, here's the thing. Ugh. Like, I try real hard to establish myself as a legitimate journalist. But on the podcasts, you got to be a little more entertaining.
Yeah, this one's for fun.
Be stoic and... That one took a lot out of me. I'm going to need this break.
Haven't we said, Sean, that this is the most unique wrestling podcast in existence?
I would say so, yes.
And it's for reasons like this. Yeah.
I would agree.
People have lives outside of wrestling, so we hit both with this podcast.
As
man.
We saw, some people don't.
Some people don't.
I'll say this, Jimmy. You are so lucky to have me because you're just getting older and older, and you're not in touch with what's hip. And what?
Oh, here
like
we go.
Got
oh, and you are
on the pulse.
Oh, do you really?
I am the Triple H to your Vince McMahon.
Oh, that's cute.
Jimmy, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Jimmy, here's the thing. I know what's going on, and everybody else needs to know what's going on. Uh-huh. They need to know that when it comes to pro wrestling, Fightful has it locked down. When it comes to MMA, we have it locked down. When it comes to boxing, we have it locked down. And when it comes to crossover sports coverage, Fightful has it locked down.
I can't believe you had a hand in that, Nigel. I can't believe you had a hand in that.
Yeah, he asked me this morning, so.
You might be due for a pay cut on that one.
Yeah.
Nope.
I live in Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah Logan, in storyline, lives in Kentucky. I think maybe she did live in Louisville for a while. Don't know. Cole talks about Logan's tater farm or...
Logan's uncle's tater's farm.
Okay, so that means a few different things. First off, you sent me a link to tater farms in Kentucky because
yes,
I've lived here my entire life.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Never seen one.
Yep.
Didn't click the link. Not gonna. No, there aren't any around me. Plus, that's your assignment this week, connecting the dots.
Yep. I want to know which farm is owned by her uncle.
Or if her uncle's name is actually Tater, who owns a farm. Because here's the thing. The sad reality is, if you asked me if I knew a Tater who owned a farm, yeah, actually, legit, I know two. That's sad. But I don't know where any tater farms are. Yeah. I just know where farms are that are owned by a fellow nicknamed Tater.
Right.
In now, fact, there's a bar nicknamed Taters 15 minutes from my front door.
Listen, if you were to ask me of all the states which grow the best taters, I'm going to say Idaho nine times out of ten.
Without a doubt.
But I was like, I don't even think there are any Tater's farms in Kentucky. I'm going to do a little Googling, Michael Cole, and call you on your BS. But no, they're all signs of sweet potatoes farms.
Yeah. Now, I will give Michael Cole some credit. Kentucky's hurting right now.
Yeah.
Our teachers are hurting.
Yeah.
Chicken isn't even the best here anymore.
Yep.
We're hopeful that sports gambling becomes a little more normal. We got horses here. That's about it. That's the first two things people bring up. Ha ha, chicken. Ha ha, horses. Yeah. Okay, we have those. But you know what? If we start taking over the taters, if it becomes a tate over, mm-hmm. I'm cool with that.
Nice. I will say that the best thing about Kentucky taters is they come out of the ground already curly fried. So, you know.
I don't get it. What's the deal? What am I missing on that one?
Well, you know, because Kentucky Fried Chicken, like everything, don't your chickens like come fried? Like they're already fried, right? Like it's the South, man. Everything's fried.
Damn, man. Right? Damn, man.
No.
I mean, no. We have Joella's Hot Chicken here. That's way better than KFC. Shout out to Joella's Hot Chicken. Hit me up with that sponsorship. Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. If Joella's Hot Chicken hits me up with a sponsorship,
I don't care what we bring in on FightfulSelect.com. You're getting those ad reads weekly.
So you don't live near McGlasson Farms in Hebron, Kentucky, or
Hebron? I think Hebron is probably about 80 minutes from me.
Fallen Maple Farm in Elizabethtown, or Hemmer Hill Farm in Crestwood?
Elizabethtown, all I know is that they have a really underwhelming grappling team because ours ran through them, just saying.
Well, if they've been eating their taters.
Well, we tatered them at the EMAC Classic, I'll tell you that much. We jobbed those sons out. Anyway, this isn't where you parked your car.
This is not, dude.
Are you eating a hat?
Oh, I have no hat. No.
The dishonorer of bets, Robert McKay. He's doing it. History has been made on Jeff's last night. The gift that has been bestowed upon each and every one of you. It happened.
Wouldn't even do it for our own show. Wouldn't do it for our own show, but did it for you, Sean Ross Sapp.
He ate the goddamn hat.
Podcasts are an audio medium. I mean, I probably ate this thing four different times. I don't know what to tell you.
Uh-oh.
Wait, who dis? Oh, hey.
It's the ghost of Christmas podcasting past.
Jeffrey, I thought we came to an agreement. I was going to stop bothering you for the alimony bills, and I was just going to start stealing from you, and you wouldn't even notice, and everything would be okay. What is this?
Well, I noticed eventually. I'm a bit of a spinster with my money. I apologize, dear. How's our kid doing?
Dead now.
Oh, you just made it weird, Anne. How are you?
Do you know how difficult, you know how just racked with panic I was that three people were going to show up on time? I'm not surprised Rob was the one who didn't show up on time, but whew, the ghosts of Christmas podcasting future, present, and past have come back to haunt you, Jeff.
Yeah, the real star of this SmackDown live show has finally appeared. Thank God.
Who, Rob?
No. Yeah, of course Rob. Not. Anna was the draw here. We're just guys yakking about wrestling.
Fair.
Anna. I mean, has SmackDown gotten any better? Should I come
actually
back?
Not bad.
No, not too bad. Not offensive is what I would call it.
Yes.
Not offensive, and really, that's all you can ask for these days.
So it's just boring now.
Wow. Fair. Fair.
I'm drawing my own conclusions. I haven't been watching.
Man, what's the last... Have you watched much of any WWE lately?
Nope. I've watched the UK stuff, but that's because I love the UK guys, not because of WWE. No, I watched NXT TakeOver, because NXT is still amazing.
That's also fair. Jeff will be doing our NXT post-show with Alex next month. I'll be at a wedding. So Jeff's going to step up and do that. Yay. Anna, what's new in your life? The people want to know.
Quite a lot. I don't sleep much nowadays.
You look great.
Oh, yeah. I got bored the other night, and so I cut my own hair. I've started wrestling training again, if you can see that nice little. There we go. I don't know how I did that. I didn't feel it.
Fancy.
How many Indian squats are you doing a day?
100.
Good girl.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no, a running.
Jeff Hawkins!
Oh, no!
So-and-so!
It's new SmackDown Fightful podcast co-host Alex Pawlowski here on Jeff's Last Night. What are you doing here?
Jeff Hawkins. I actually retired about 6 months ago. This gimmick was put off in the sunset. I hung up my old fingerless gloves and started working with a bandsaw. That's why these actually have fingers. It's all prosthetics under here. It's all I've wanted to do is do woodworking in my life. But now they had me pull out the old do-rag out of mothballs so I could come in here and cut a promo on you and, I don't know, insult you and, you know, tell you to get your lily white ass out of here and so we could have an actual
real man co-host the SmackDown Live post show.
But how are you cutting a promo from prison? They let you. They haven't let you out. I can see you there.
Well, you know, he is a real man because he's procreated. So
I got busted for DWI my third in the last 2 weeks, and so I'm doing a just overnight. It's fine. Anyway, Jeff, I wanted to wish you all the best in your proverbial future endeavors, and I wanted to say that no hard feelings, my man, but I will say unto you, sir.
It's been a pleasure working with you, and you know, I can't wait to.
Hold on, I'm not dead.
Jeff's dying. Jeff's dying.
Yeah, he's
dying.
This
is his eulogy.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
I'm doing NXT with you next month for TakeOver. What?
Well, I mean, may, if you're alive, sure.
Yeah, sure. We don't know yet.
Might if be you're dead, alive, buddy. Sure. As of now, Alex is the ghost of Christmas future. And he is haunting
spirit,
you.
Spirit, what day is this? Have I missed it? Oh.
Oh, my God. Alex, I want to thank you so much for joining us. You all will be able to see Alex joining me next week on the Post-SmackDown podcast. We have often had a little fun at Alex's expense due to the fact that he has had to cover Raw so many times.
Yeah.
And SmackDown, I'm not going to call it strong this week, but hot dog.
Yeah.
I was strong.
Yeah. I get to cover James Ellsworth again, so...
How can anything really cover James Ellsworth? His own trunks barely do the job.
I mean, Roman Reigns and James Ellsworth in one weekend.
I know.
How?
I don't know. Back-to-back days.
Of your professionalism.
I got to start getting more sleep. But then again, I got a one-year-old, so that's not happening.
This first one was reported by CTV News Edmonton on June 29th. And Melissa's got a video, and I'll ask you to put it up in a second. So a 28-year-old man and a 29-year-old woman, Sean, and you want to talk about not thinking about the benefit versus the risk in this situation? They tried to buy a soda from a convenience store in Grove, Alberta, using a stolen credit card. So they tried to use a stolen credit card to buy one can of soda.
Mm.
The store owner knew something wasn't up. Yeah, I guess they were parched. One can. They're going to split it between them, I guess.
Little do they know, they could have just drank dog piss and got rid of their acne all at the same time.
And vitamin A and whatever else she said, vitamin E. So the store owner suspected something, called police, and then the scene after that turned into something out of the Naked Gun franchise. Melissa's got the video. She's going to put it up. I'm going to talk over it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this is all surveillance footage from the store that we're putting up, and CTV News released it. The man wrestled with police, got tasered. The woman ran into the back of the store, climbed up into the vents because she wanted to escape through the ceiling, was shimmying her way, you know, through the store, through the ceiling, fell through the ceiling, hit a display on the way down, got back up. The cop was there. Then she finally gave up and hit the floor. They were charged with multiple counts, including using a stolen credit card, resisting arrest, assaulting a police officer, attempting to disarm a police officer, resisting arrest from someone aiming...
Oh, I just almost blacked out. I laughed so hard.
I guess you saw the moment that she fell?
Oh, that's so gnarly. Jesus. She didn't sell it either.
No.
Fail videos of the women who are like dancing in the street and like a car runs into them and they get up and they start dancing again. That's her, only she's a criminal. Wow.
Yeah, she did not sell it at all. She popped right back up. For sure.
Ooh, no psychology in this robbery at all.
No psychology, no. And she took a hell of a bump shot.
Damn!
And all this because they wanted to steal one can of soda from a convenience store, probably like a buck and a quarter at a convenience store.
Was worth it to me.
Yeah, of course it was. Good one, man. Now, what do I always tell you, Sean? These things always occur, these crazy ones, India or China. That's how it is. And this one is about an 82-year-old man out of a place called Lucknow, India. So this guy was experiencing issues with his penis, like swelling and skin shedding. All right.
Haven't we all? That talk about a viper.
Uh-huh.
It gets a new skin.
Uh-huh. So anyway, he was having issues with swelling and skid shedding, and he decided to ignore the symptoms for a whole year, Sean.
No.
He ignored the symptoms for a whole year.
Well, okay, let's be honest. He didn't seek help for them. I don't know that he could have ignored them.
Fine. He didn't seek help. Yeah. There you go. It turned out that he had an ulcer on his dick.
Oh, no.
That can happen?
And because... Okay, you don't have to worry about it, Melissa.
Oh, I have a man I love. Now I'm worried about that.
Okay.
Confirm it won't happen to you, Melissa.
Now, because he left it untreated, Sean, what do you think happened?
I don't know what happens to ulcers.
His dick fell off.
Oh! No!
You should see Melissa's face right now. You should see it.
The whole thing or like part?
No, it rotted and it fell off.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So how do you rectify this? Does he get a new one?
Well, here's your answer to that. There was a report in the British Medical Journal about it. Because his penis fell off, it made it hard for him to urinate, obviously. That caused damage to his urethra, and he died.
No!
Oh, my God.
Yeah. According to the that report...
He was old, right?
He was old. Yeah, yeah. Oh, that doesn't excuse you for, like, letting your dick swell and peel for a year.
That's a new worst way to go ever.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good.
One of the comments in the live chat says, Blue Chew can't help with that.
No, Blue Chew can't help with that. No, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and according to the report in the British Medical Journal, he ignored the condition due to, and this is their little study, he ignored it due to, quote, ignorance and social stigma. That's what they claim.
Well, that's the benefit of ordering Blue Chew from BlueChew.com, code FIGHTFUL. No in-person doctor's visit. But this guy needed an in-person doctor's visit.
Oh, he needed an in-person doctor's visit.
Badly needed one.
Oh, yeah.
His penis fell off.
Yeah.
Now, how long did he go penisless before dying?
Apparently 2 weeks.
Two weeks, huh? So that peeing is messy, I bet.
Yeah, because he probably got bacteria and... You know?
Oh, God, yeah, that...
My dad one time, my dad's older, he had a urinary tract infection. You know what a catheter is, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He had a urinary tract infection, had to have a catheter for like 2 months. So this old man probably could have used that.
My cousin had a car wreck and had his face split open from here all the way to here. And while he's there on the table getting ready to be airlifted, they can't give you pain meds for a head injury like that. And they're like, are you doing okay? He goes, yeah, besides this fucking catheter.
Oh, yeah.
That's all he was worried about.
Not good news. Those aren't good news.
I've never had to have one.
They put a tube up your dick, and you're basically peeing into a bed. It's not good news.
Yeah, I got the plot of the catheter.
It's not a good scene.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Man.
And like I said.
R.I.P. in peace.
Yep. And like I said, if you go to FIFO Select after this, I got three more good ones. And the ones on there this week might be better. They might be. They're good
that
this week.
That was one of the goats.
They might
that
be.
That was one of the goats right there.
Yeah, they're up there. They might be.
But I couldn't even make fun of it. The man doesn't have a dick.
No. Well, now he doesn't have anything. But no, he didn't have a dick.
Oh.
Hey, he won a year, Melissa. He won a year. Hey, smarten the fuck up. You broke up. I actually did not hear what you said.
A year.
A year. Right. Right. Yeah. So... He deserved to be dickless, you know? He went a year. Let's move on. So,
speaking of being frank and direct and getting answers, I want you to answer this for me, Joe.
Oh, jeez.
Please tell me, Joe, what the fuck am I looking at right here?
Ladies and gentlemen, anytime you see fighters in this position, Sean Ross Sapp will lose his freaking marbles because... That, yes, the rage, the blood pressure, the boiling point of Sean Ross Sapp is when anybody decides to hang on to a guillotine with their opponent on the ground that ends up in side control, and they remain in that position, and they hold it. To make things absolutely worse, there's probably two things that can make it absolutely worse. A, if it's an opponent of OSP and they remain in that position, knowing OSP will strangle you to sleep. B, if it's a former opponent of OSP that still hasn't learned his lesson in the
I was ready to let it go, Joe. After all that Krylov has done since then, I was ready to let it go. Even if he had lost this fight, I was ready to let it go. Because I always say, I always say it, Joe. How seriously can I take a guy who gets tapped by a Von Flue choke? How seriously can I take a guy that held on to a guillotine while OSP had him in sight? Now, since then, I said this on the recap. Since then, OSP has perfected it to where if you give him an inch, he takes a mile. That was not the case in 2014 when Krylov did this, Joe. Krylov held on to it for like 40 seconds back then. And he does it again here. For some reason, Blachowicz didn't capitalize on it. It didn't much matter because he mollywopped Nikita Krylov on the ground. Who are the people that Nikita Krylov has been training with since March 15th, 2014? Because this has happened in training. There's no way it hasn't. If it happened in this fight, there's no way that 4.5 years later, after all these fights, it hasn't happened. So now, here's what I'm doing if I'm any UFC light heavyweight. I'm giving Nikita Krylov my head. Oh, wow. I'm doing the old Kurt Angle in the match with Randy Orton where you're like, here, put a fucking headlock on me, homeboy. Do it. And then I'm going to sweep him, take side, throw that arm underneath, that forearm underneath, put the bicep down. I remember the first time that happened, Joe. I held onto a guillotine choke on my catch wrestling coach, Brandon McSuplex, and he made my eyes practically pop out of my friggin' skull. And you know how many times I've done that since then? None, Joe. Not one. Not one. That is embarrassing. It is, and I will bitch about it until I don't see it anymore.
22-year-old man out of Scotland, and he had his genitals bitten off by an English bulldog.
Oh my God. Wow.
Yep, yep. And as of the date of the report, he was in an induced coma, right? Turns out what happened was he applied peanut butter to his crotch, and he let the dog lick it off. The dog bit and ate his genitals. Yeah. You should see Nigel's face. Look at Nigel's face up there. I love we have the video of you, Nigel.
That's true.
I hate to quote Kid Rock, but you get what you put in, and people get what they deserve.
You know the sad news about this, Sean? The dog, in my opinion, was innocent because he was just eating peanut butter and probably didn't know any better. They put the dog down.
Oh, bullshit, man. By the way, if you're 69 and want the dick of a 29-year-old, 39-year-old, or 49-year-old, check out BlueChew.com, code FIGHTFUL. First shipment free.
Now, what I was curious, how long you've been waiting to try to, you know, subtly suggest facials on the Listen to Your Boy podcast? Like, how long have you been trying to sneak that in there like that? Did you mute yourself? Oh, he's just bullshitting.
I will hurt you.
Did you screw something up, Melissa?
I haven't even touched it yet. Did you actually... Is he screwing
I think he got so excited about the Blue Chew promo that something happened and he knocked out the mic. All right, let's move on because he might be full of shit. So let's move on. I want to talk about... You know, our audio-only listeners right now, Sean, can't see anything that you're doing. I don't know if he's full of shit, Melissa. Let's move on. I want to talk about the time off cycle thing again. And we've talked about... No, I can't hear you.
All right, hold on.
Did you do something, Melissa?
I didn't even click it.
You sure?
Yeah. Oh, what the heck, Sean?
I think Melissa did something. She did something.
I will always blame Wirecast.
Okay, let's do this. Let's do this. I have no idea what she just said. Let's do this. Air the second clip.
And any excuse to hear her theme song, I will take, Alex.
Yeah, it's a good theme song. I agree.
Oh, let me tell you how good of a theme song it is. Do you know the English translation?
I don't.
Well, I'm going to have to call out my dear friend Sarah, who is at Flares Naya on Twitter, because she didn't get back to me. She's probably sleeping. It's like 3 a.m. in France, but I was like, hey, translate this for me. But I was able to find the translation out.
Nice, nice.
And if you thought Billy Kidman's was something.
Oh, no.
Thought Billy Kidman's was something, here we go. Here are the lyrics.
Okay.
Why? Why? Why are you so beautiful? Why are you moving like this? Why are you hurting me? I'm feeling naked. Oh, yes. Why are you doing all this? Why are you telling all this? Why are you hurting me? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Please be near me. I need you. I want to be inside of you. Oh, yes. I need to be inside of you. Oh, yes. I feel like this is these are the lyrics of whoever was targeted in the Billy Kidman song.
Yes.
And they got Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah.
By the end of it.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know a lot of French. I've learned a little bit.
Yep.
Pretty sure that's accurate. I don't feel as positively about that song as I did when it hit my television tonight. I hope you're ready for this, Alex.
I don't think anyone's ready for this.
Booker T, one of the most fire, pun completely intended, themes of all time, right?
So true.
It's fantastic. For years, I thought that Jimmy Hart produced it. He actually did not. It was by Rene DeWale and Didier Leglisi. It's called Rap Sheet.
Mm.
There is a part of this song you're going to recognize, Alex.
Yes.
And it is when you hear uncontrollable sounds.
Yep. Yeah.
Right?
Yep. Boom, boom. Yeah, exactly.
I did some deep diving, Alex.
Okay, did you now?
Tell me you want to know where that sample came from.
I don't
well,
think
I... Well, you sure do. It's from a woman named Hateful Head Helen. And a song called Sweet Pussy Pauline. Allow me to play an excerpt.
Fuckers coming up to you trying to waste your time. Knowing that you're looking good, nice little ass back there. But you see, let me tell you something, girls. A lot of these motherfuckers see us walking by. They want to put their face in our asses and go, blah, 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 blah. But they don't know how to ask.
What is with these producers of wrestling music?
I don't know.
Corrupting the youth.
Yeah.
Our viewership.
Yes. Yeah. Oh.
But to be fair, that woman was trying to give a life lesson.
Sure,
she
absolutely.
She said that men wanted to do that,
yes,
but didn't know how to ask.
True.
And I think we can all take a lesson from that.
Yes.
Because I don't know if these two German fellows who produced this theme song ever asked her to use that sample. I can't confirm it. I can't deny it.
Right.
This is what separates her. She should
Movie
be going
star draw.
Well, yep. That too. But she should be going in there and she should be destroying these girls. And again, I'm sure Vincent Mann's mentality is, well, there's no longevity in that. And my answer to that is Bill Goldberg.
Well, my answer to destroying girls and longevity is our friends at BlueChew.com.
Oh, fuck.
Or boys. I'm not good, guys. I'm not here to judge.
It's almost like we planned that, Nigel.
Yeah.
You can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. Listen up. Undertaker says he's going to put Shawn Michaels' buddy down. If you feel like somebody's put your buddy down, our buddies at BlueChew.com can help. Use that code FIGHTFUL. I love it. Then he was like, and after tonight, I'm going straight to hell. Enjoy the show. The first thing that he said was, and I'm going to sell. Randy Orton wants to inflict a load of pain on me. And let me tell you, if you want to get in the mood to inflict a load,
oh, here we go.
Our buddies at BlueChew.com have you covered. And maybe you'll have somebody else covered after you inflict a load.
Oh, no. Come on. Come on.
That it looks like we're going in a new direction.
Did you say nude erection?
No, I said new
well,
direction.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that, because if we are going for nude erections, our friends at Blue Chew can help.